Welcome to the With the Will podcast, where to entertain and inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, who run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I'm going to join the Batman Rogues Gallery.
And I've been sick, as I'm sure is probably audible to a degree.
Yeah, you sound like hell, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I really was knocked the fuck out for about a day. How's your week been, Dev?
Full of absolutely fucked up sleep schedules due to work shenanigans.
Ah, mine was fucked up sleep schedule due to
inventory season.
I remember the night that I realized I was sick, it was about 10:30 or 11. I'm like, okay, I better go to sleep early. I lay down, can't really get comfortable. So, not quite rolling back and forth, but trying to get comfortable. And then finally, I think maybe I've fallen asleep. Then, oh no, I've woken up. What ungodly hour, in the morning is it where it's still dark? I look, 1:30 a.m., it's like I wouldn't normally even be asleep yet.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is going to be about as hellish as possible. And it was.
Yep.
At the moment,
I hope you got plenty of drugs.
No, I tend to recover decently. At the moment, I think it's mostly on the upswing, minus scratchy nose from so much sneezing, and same from coughing with throat, where I think I'm mostly better, but the actual sneezing and coughing and stuff did so much actual damage from it happening so much, I can't tell.
Do what I do, just grab a jar of honey and eat it with a spoon like your Pooh Bear. It helps.
Oh, I have multiple bags of lozenges, which I've been attempting to not down like candy, which they're sugar-free, so I don't have to worry about that. But I'm basically trying not to just down them 24/7. I'm trying to be reasonable.
It's an unreasonable situation.
Yeah.
Just like this episode.
And then, episode 28, Gift, where we start the gift arc. And we start with someone getting a special delivery at night with a delivery
person. It's Truck-kun!
With a delivery person with marks on her face. And the very first thing I thought was, that's weird. She looks sort of like Harley Quinn. Who knew the joke would be on me for even noticing that? And then we get a bloody doll that looks like him. And in drives Joker Man with a truck to slam into him in his house. And I went, oh, and then I was trying to think about what I was going to say at this part of the episode, like where it's fully this plot. And then I read AR's review, which has the most honest statement possible. Dev, have you read his review yet?
Not yet. I've been unconscious for most of the day after work.
What he said was, but one sec, I want to quote him properly. It's pretty standard Ghost Game fare for being honest. And then they jump to Tomro, and this is like the every 5 to 6 episodes where they remember that it felt like him drumming was going to be like an important ongoing thing, like an actual character trait, and they only do it occasionally. And he's drumming.
It's like you opened up the series with him drumming on every surface.
Yeah, and now we get him flashing back. I like Gekkoman thinking he can beat up Gokuamon now. Although he doesn't know the level name or his own attack name, which I think is the funniest mistake that he's made for talking.
He is an adorable, precious baby, and we love him.
Yeah. And he plays around and lands in the lap of a girl who is our new character, Miharu. Very quickly, they get her saying she knows what Digimon are. And then, very quickly, they sort of box her into that that eclectic, mysterious girl.
It's like, oh, it's like the Hikari, Homeostasis, Mikiharu, Norn,
Mirei. Yeah, I didn't quite expect it to be quite so stereotypical, to be honest.
I thought they would, at least from the ending theme, they'd go a little like softer with it, but it's like, nope.
It's exactly the stereotype. And then she wonders if Tomro sees Digimon as a glitch and how he sees the code of the world. She warns them to get out of the hospital. She says they'll meet again. And then as they jump to the bar, we're done with 90% of the introduction to the arc. Maki mentions the dolls to everyone and shows on the security tape you can see the Digimon in the truck. I would like to say the Tamamori logo of the shipping company. It look. I'm sure it's a coincidence, but I love that it looks like the old Saban logo.
I thought it looked a little familiar, but
yeah, it looks very much like the not the old metal logo, but the one that where they changed it after Power Rangers hit,
like the swoopy one.
Yes,
kind of.
Yes, it looks very much like the swoopy Saban logo. And the guy leaves the hospital, and then one of his delivery drones stops the car, and then Jokerman, and then we get Jokerman, we get the Harley Quinn looking girl, and not only not an accidental visual, Dev noticed something else that this might be a reference to.
Absolutely, because I was watching the Mori Calliope Isekai Suicide Squad music video like right before then. Just by random
yeah,
chance.
It looks like that version of Harley Quinn. And the thing you point out that I completely glossed over was Jokerman with the scythe does feel like Mori Calliope.
Yep.
And I'm not sure how much of that's meant to be an accent, because like the face paint does bring up that version of Harley Quinn more than most.
Yeah, it's like the pigtails, the face paint, the completely unhinged behavior. It's like, yay, murder.
I will say, I think one of the big disappointments of the episode is there is no point to this girl really existing.
No.
She literally exists so they can wink at Harley Quinn, and that's about as much as her relevance is.
She doesn't really do anything useful aside from exist.
Yeah. Then evolution time, and I have to be honest, for some reason I was a bit surprised it was Armaliza-mon at first, since they
I expected to be Armaliza-mon.
See, for some reason it felt like they knew what level he was at and they were just going to jump to it, and then especially when we get the neutron laser reflected and then Armaliza-mon just kind of gets beat up on. He's really not happy about Jokerman insulting Tomura, and back to Gekkoman, and then we get a Tomura eye catch. Honestly, a rare time where it feels like the eye catch is in sync with the episode.
Yep.
Glowing Dawn shows up to help. The delivery manager is still doing his job as something important is going on. Glowing Dawn asks questions, and he's clearly, I don't want to say evading, because he's very clear that he's not going to answer. And in pops Harley Quinn and another broken doll. And then Gekkoman trips her.
What is the point of...
Yeah, it feels like the entire shtick for her is they need someone to just run around. Weirdly, I don't even think Jokerman's doing anything at this point, is he?
I guess autopiloting random delivery drones. Yeah. That's pretty much the only thing he's done.
And then I do like Gekkoman tripping her, because I like any time they use the tongue for something.
It's like, yay, you remember that you're useful as a adorable baby.
And then what I think was one of the top two or three moments of the episode is when you see Jokerman driving and he drives it off the freeway and you just get it going right into the hospital room. And Rasumon saves
him. I saw that. It's like, oh, is he going to GTA this shit? And it's like, ah, yes. Yes, he is.
And the truck is empty. And then Jokerman is where the rest of Glowing Dawn is now, charged with the E-Pulse. And Makoto finds trucks underground.
Oh, no.
We get Jokerman slashing everyone with the pink flames. He talks about the package. Makoto tells everyone to get out. The trucks are full of explosives under the hospital. And this is where...
Asuka's in there.
See, this is where they're like, oh, Tomura's E-Pulse. And Jokerman's shocked that they're able to stand and this works. They want to protect Asuka. This is where whenever they're like, oh, no, Tomura's E-Pulse is drained. That's why I can't buy it anytime it happens. His E-Pulse kind of falls into...
He just gets right back up afterwards.
Yeah.
Just piss him off a little bit, and he's fine.
His E-Pulse falls into that zone of... They've openly talked about being drained in a few episodes. And then other episodes, he will just hop up. That's where, like, people said his E-Pulse was drained in the second Narinso episode. Where he was passed out.
It's whatever's convenient.
Yeah. Then Monarch leaves him on. And technically a new sequence, because the sequence last time did not include Armaliza-mon at all. I don't think there was a bit of him inter to him, was there?
There was like a little bit of like a silhouette, kind of like doing like the...
Okay, fair enough.
The roll.
Then we get Miharu watching the battle, and she notes how Monarch Lizamon and Tomo's E-Pulse are beautiful. This is to remind us once again that we are in a new arc.
And she's there.
Yes. And then I have to say, I love that this is a good touch. I almost wonder if it has not been brought up enough in the show where some people get confused why Monarch Lizamon can open the portal. Like, I know
like it's a perfect level.
Like, I know it's very clear that is the reason, and they've said so in the show. I wonder if it's been said minor enough that some people are actually going to miss that. And then takes the trucks, Jokermon, them, gone. And then Jokermon has lost it because he realizes, like, there's very little chance his plot work. And then I love... Probably my favorite moment in the episode is Jokermon when he gets upset and he launches the trucks in almost like a Macross missile sequence.
Oh my god, yes, that was fucking amazing.
That, I think, is not only the cool moment of the episode, I'd say a cool moment maybe even the last 5 or 6 episodes. Like, if you ignore Monarch Lizamon being introduced and him attacking Proganomon, it may actually be the best moment in the last half dozen or so episodes. It's just that cool thing.
It was very theatrical.
Yeah. Tomer asked Jokermon why he did it. Jokermon thinks humans have been led astray. It's their job to guide them. And when he de-evolves, we see the word gift on his Sapotama. And I don't think anyone else saw that.
I did.
No.
Are you talking about like the cast?
I mean in the show. I don't believe that was something that anyone was supposed to have seen.
No, they were kind of like very obviously looking in a different direction when that flashed on the...
At the baby?
Sapotama. Yeah.
Glowing Dawn leaves Tomuro, and Tomuro sees Miharu watching. And back at the base, they mentioned the manager was found dead in his home, claimed to be of suicide. Kyo turns off the TV. Maki investigated. They were shipping and delivering Digimon for the World Union to be disposed of. Now, a few people point out this
Did you shank this guy?
A few people point out we've actually introduced some weird plot issues now. A few episodes together. So, when they were chasing after Haromi and Commandermon, it's because they needed... And also with the girl and the Tinkermon, it's because they needed the pair to make stuff work. But then Haromi and Elizamon... Elizamon had apparently been alone for a while, and they have Digimon without their partners here. So there's something else going, which may be something going on in the show, but it kind of clashes with the that they needed. Like, remember when they kidnapped all those people and the Digimon because they needed the pairs? That apparently.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that you theorized that maybe just like, oh, like the original owner's E-Pulse is just really convenient.
Probably is what but it's harder to wonder if more and more it appears they've doing this in mass. And then Tomuro flashes back to what Jokermon said he wants to know what R means in that context. And then we jump around to people looking at their Sapotamas while the dead guy's being commented on. And then we flashed what looks like... I want to say it looks like a mirror world, but it felt a little off design-wise, which I assume was on purpose, or it's just a different one. And what's said is freedom for Digimon, and a robot with a Sapotama-like face has the gift logo on it.
I hope it ends up like the screenhead robot from Fooly Cooly. That would make me happy.
Overall, I kind of felt the episode was bland, to be honest.
It was very silly.
Like, the silly stuff was fun. The framing stuff for the gift arc, I feel like it tripped on because how it's just the framing bits. I almost wonder if I would have liked it more if it was before the gift arc, and then we enter the gift arc after it. Like, they hadn't told us Miharu was going to show up now.
I think it was kind of like the same thing with Tactics, where we're given like all this information ahead of time. It's made like a big deal of, and then once it shows up.
Yeah, but at least Tactics had a cool intro in the episode. Here, I feel like it might have worked better if they had just said Interlude was going to be 4 episodes and they had not mentioned or shown Miharu showing up in this episode.
like mentioned anything about gift in general. It's like, what the fuck is it? Why is it saying gif? What does this mean?
Yeah,
and then reveal that later.
Yeah, I think that might have worked better. Because it just, yeah, it's not a bad episode. It felt paint by numbers to me.
Ghost gamey.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the preview for the next episode.
Well, before that, we got some cast stuff.
Oh, really?
Yes. So Miharu, Miharu is Sakura Ayane. She was Alice in Digimon New Century, and I'm ready for some of her roles. This is what, you know, one thing they've done is a lot of the actors who have shown up in Beat Break, I've had to do only a few. The number of people she has played, so just a few. Gabby in Attack on Titan, Toka in Grisaille, okay. Gepard in High School DxD, Mozuka in Knights of Sidonia, Arisa in Love Live, Ren in MF Ghost, Ochako in My Hero Academia, one of the girls in Quintessential Quintuplets, she's Kodachi in the modern Ranma One Half stuff. Jokermon was Mitsuo Iwata. He was Pitomon in Cross Wars, Messimon in Atmon, Mephismon in 2020, and Clockmon in Ghost Game.
Hey, that's why he sounded familiar.
A few of his other roles, Kaneda in Akira, Mick Sounders in Gal Geiger, Chomp in Dragon Ball Super, Takeuchi in Initial D, Toma in World Trigger, and I remember some dubbed over content. I found the best two and limited myself to that. Are you ready?
Considering everything else, like, this has to be delightful. Okay.
Harvey in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And
That is not a series I expected to get dubbed into Japanese.
And Silverbolt in Beast Wars.
That is funny.
So, Tomatsu, I believe, was the manager, who was played by Takashi Matsuyama. In Beat Break, was Haimon Scar in The Bomber.
Okay.
So he's had plenty... Yeah.
Comical bit roles.
And he's had plenty of other Digimon roles. Probably most notably, he was a Bottomon Core. So he has plenty of Digimon roles.
Still giving him stuff to do.
Yeah, and we've gone over him in the past. Yuki Yamamoto played Hori, who I assume was Harley Quinn, and that's why her name is Hori.
Yeah.
She's had bit roles earlier in Beat Break. And chat, they're asking live action animated Sabrina. I believe it was the live action Sabrina. I could be wrong, though.
There was an animated one?
Yeah. I think she was like 10 and the ants were in their like 20s. I don't know how that. I think they just ignored the live action show. But I think like Melissa Joan Hart's little sister played her in the cartoon. I think Melissa Joan Hart played the ants.
That would be kind of funny.
Let's see. So, yeah. So, I have to be honest, the name being like Harley, I only noticed while reading it right now. I did not realize it while writing all this down.
They're just beating that dead horse.
Yeah. The next episode, episode 29, Dangerous Fandom. I mean, Bandai said it, we didn't.
Look, this is exactly, so far, that one Ghost Game episode. Just... like, oh, look, it's a celebrity and people are getting invites to hang out with him and he's a vampire.
You know what the worst part is? We are 100% going to judge this episode almost wholly based on how well it does Reyna. Because, like, if we don't get, like, a proper Reyna episode at this point, do we ever get one?
Please give us a perfect level evolution.
Like, yeah. Please. And the other thing about this episode. Hey, look! It's Vamdemon! Good old Myotismon. Also, the weird... you know how I can tell a lot of people didn't pay attention to Ghost Game? I've seen a number of people going, oh, they're bringing him back after so many years. It's like, so many years?
No!
He was here... he was in the,
years, Tom.
He was in the last show.
Like, doing this exact episode, pretty much.
In fact, did we not, am I, like, forgetting, or did they not do the whole Bishonen thing there also?
They did.
Okay.
They absolutely did.
Okay, I thought my memory was playing tricks, and I'm like, now, here's the thing. Beat Break's episode previews have not necessarily been the greatest in being accurate to what the episode is, so they may be playing with us a bit. Or they may have accidentally...
we'll find out in 6 days.
Yeah. Then, we have some more Beat Break news. So we talked about before the last episode, they put up a preview of Miharu, and we wondered, like, we even said, like, they've done this teaser thing a few times where, like, they give us it blanked out as if, like, it's supposed to be mysterious.
Oh, it's a big secret. But then we'll never find
but then they out. But then they give it to us before the episode,
yeah.
Which they did here also. We got profile. We got actor. We got a quote from the actor, which a lot of people liked the quote from the actor. The issue is it's kind of just like a generic thing,
yeah.
Which it's fine. But like it, yeah. Although I love how she does end with the please stay tuned.
Yeah.
Then we get episode 27 production arc. So we get first chief animation director's corrections for Tomro, Gekkoman, Reina, and Kyo. And Kyo, they did the big vertical one of that crazy scene.
Yeah, see, just completely unhinged looking. I love it.
The funny part is, I think Reina almost looks more unhinged. Like, with the fang and the goofy look on her face.
She looks like typical Yandere.
I think that's why it's so unhinged, though, for that character who's generally, like, not reserved, but, like, so specific in how she acts sometimes. Then we get line animation of the scene where Gekkoman is holding up Cougarmon with his tongue and Kyo trying to reach him.
This is probably my favorite line art clip so far.
I think I would. There are some attack ones that I think might be cooler. I think this is the most fun.
It's like, please lift me higher. He can almost reach me.
Yeah, then we get some more character setting profile art, which Starman, Petermon, Haromi, and Elizamon.
Someone please use this to make a really nice Elizamon plushie.
I feel like there would have been better art from her all around just being in Liberator.
Yeah, but they didn't really give us any very nice profile art, like turnarounds.
True. Then Summerland, the collaboration began, and they showed off one of the Glowing Dawn panels at one of the food stands.
It's Glowing Dawn.
Yep. Then Digimon Up did a Digimon showcase of Agumon, and this is where you need people who do images and translation better. So the Japanese one, it has Agumon's name in Japanese and then Agumon's name in English. And it has the character profile stuff in Japanese. So for English, they translated everything, including Agumon.
Agumon!
But they also left the English Agumon there, so it just says Agumon twice in a row, which is very odd. Now, I will say, despite people mocking it, I think the first one you do definitely is Agumon. Some people are like, oh man, I'm so glad it turns out Agumon will be the game. It's like, no, you have to remember, they have, like, anyone who is connected to Digimon is already paying attention to this. They need to catch the eye of everyone else. And then, as we said last time, they're sort of faking the following campaign. Like, not that it's made up, but, like, the numbers they're picking are kind of junk.
Very easily, and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the second
they're
one's
expected.
The second one's already completely done, and
wow,
that
who would have thought? It was so
yeah,
fast.
So, at this point, it's like 300 supporter summon tickets, 300 skill card summon tickets, and 10 good Digimeat seeds bonuses. So, do you think we get a part three?
I don't know when I think it would depend on what information we get from like the.
Yeah,
next announcement.
So the next announcement is something about Digimon Up will be brought up during Chairman Assistant Lab tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So we would assume...
So we technically don't even know the actual gameplay of the game.
No. To a degree, everything we think we know, I believe, has been guesstimated based on a few words and a few clips. So yeah. And then Cardopalooza. So first up, Apollomon and parallel alt art of Apollomon. The cartoony Apollomon one's good. The alt art is nice. It continues that comic theme, and it's a bit of a panorama. Because you can see a bit of the scythe of Dianamon there. And that
nice to have both displayed together.
Yeah, that's one that getting both... We'll see how rare some of these cards end up, though.
Yeah.
Then Cosmic Area, which is nice, but... I'm kind of tired of the zone cards, to be honest.
Like, they're there.
Grace Novamon. First one, very nice pose. Second one, weirdly, they make them look menacing and very Gundam-esque.
As if the first one wasn't also very Gundam-esque.
Yeah, but the second one's really Gundam-esque. Like, really, really. Then, here's where we get the flaw that we've talked about of them showing the card and the parallel card at the same time. Sarasmon and the parallel card really look close to this. Like, look, they are wildly
different. It's the same pose. It's the same direction, the same angle. One's just a little warmer colors and a little more zoomed in.
Yeah. Please
flip it.
See, you don't even need to flip it. Just don't show them to us at the first time at the same minute. Like, have them be a week or two apart. Sirenmon gets a nice little card of her alongside Bacchusmon in the village.
She's having a little concert. You're so cute.
Deathmon, Ghoulmon, some menacing art of it standing at a what appears to be just a pile of Skull Greymon.
Rest in pieces.
And also, I think one of them is the skull hand from Deltamon. I think I see. Craftmon. Sometimes they're Atmon you forget about until they do these cards.
Yeah, I completely forgot this one existed. Did I know that it existed to begin with? Who knows?
Probably not, to be honest. Then Rebootmon and a parallel card of Rebootmon. So first up for these two, it's weird. They actually are very samey, but they're different enough in pose that if someone didn't know, they might actually think these are different Digimon.
Just also, the color differences, yeah, from the lighting.
It differentiates them a lot, I think. And then we get a parallel alt art card for Bellstarmon / Flybullet, which, nice art. But I think one of the nice things are is because it's not side by side with the original, we don't remember if this is the same or not.
Exactly.
Like, in fact, I think this was the first card we saw from BT25, was the non-parallel version of this.
I don't even remember. Cards.
Was that some card event 2 or 3 months ago? Like, it could look the same. We wouldn't know. And then this is where same time pops up again. Tomoe and a parallel alt card. Do you want to know the funniest part about these, Dev?
They're actually technically not the same exact artwork.
Yes,
even
they are
really look like it.
They are actually entirely different art. It just looks so fucking close that unless you actually look closely, you would think it's the same art. When if you actually look, it is entirely different. Even the stuff
it's the same angle, the same expression.
Like even
his arm is different.
No, but even if you look at the hair going over the glasses, or the way the eyebrows are posed, or even it is actually entirely different. It just looks so close that you're not going to spend the time checking in general.
Yeah, unless they're sitting right next to each other conveniently.
Even look at the way the collars popped.
Yeah, one's swooping back, the other one's swooping left.
See, this is another one where if we had a few weeks apart from these, it would look a lot neater. Marnark Lisamon / Final Judgment gets a parallel card. This one just looks fucking awesome with it, the graffiti on brick look.
This really reminds me of the Kenji Watanabe Digital Monster V-Pets.
And this is one where it being a card actually ruins it. Because if you look, covered up by the text at the bottom, are the Glowing Dawn Digimon looking up at it? And I can see some paint cans, so I can't tell, do they have paint brushes? Are they meant to have done this? It's so covered up, I can't tell.
Please, can they just make this a poster? That would be so fucking cool.
This one's really good. Kyo gets normal and parallel, and because the pose is different enough, you don't think it's the same art. And Cougarmon's just happy to be there.
Looking dramatically to the left.
Then we get a parallel alt art card for Habakurimon / Habakiri. Very nice overhead slash.
Also, I like how his bottom arms are crossed. I'm looking really cool and I'm also going to stab you.
More likely to poke his own arms at that point. And then
also, once again, massive Thundercats vibes.
And then a special parallel alt art card for Monarch Lizmon Final Judgment. This is so fucking cool looking.
I love it whenever they do kind of the calligraphy brush style artwork.
Yeah. We're we get the Vernier boosters boosting forward. He's charging up Final Judgment from his horn. This is so fucking good. And the finish on the cards with the photos looks so good.
I want to chew on it.
Then from the starter decks, Garnet and Wisteria memory boost with new art. Very good cartoony art. Does it feel like it's meant to harken back to the the DS games?
It looks like it, especially because it has Bottomon in there and Shoutmon all together at the same time. It's like, ah, yes, that one.
Then Amber and Jade memory boosts, which same general setup. I like how happy Vmon is in this, like the food.
This is making me hungry. Oh yeah, our buddy Mutramon's in there too, just gnawing away.
Look at how happy he is. You know who isn't happy though? Monmon. He looks stressed out.
He should just be happy to be here.
Yeah, unfortunately. Then Sepia and Grape memory boosts.
I mean, I was expecting like Amethyst or something like that.
No, because these are actually reprints of existing ones. So there were no new names.
Okay.
Yeah, these are ones that have shown up in Limited Card Pack 2 or 3, I think. It's one of those. I don't remember which one, though. So it's that, but with new artwork. Then parallel art for Gekkomon and Agumon. Great anime-style art with the child and adult level and the gold finish. These are actually really great. These are from the starter decks, and what these are is where they replace one of the child cards with these, sometimes very rarely.
Oh god, I fucking hate when they do that. Just make it consistently. I'm not going to buy multiple starter decks hoping that one of them is shinier.
Plenty of people will, though. And they also did a nice little trailer for Booster Set 23, which is the Beatbreak one. They've really had a good run of those trailers lately. Then Card Battle started a series of episodes featuring matches with dual cards. And they started with a Savers versus Time Stranger Jupitermon deck.
Huh.
And moving on from cards, Annabirth has gotten the all Digimon products that were from the New Year tour. There's no differences here. It just is those products, but you don't have to go to the special events.
I really want some of those acrylic stands.
Yeah, the stands, I think what also helps is that the bases are themed. A lot of times with the bases, like, you'll get a logo, or it will be, like, a color with a basic pattern. These have more of the background styling, so they look neat.
I also like that you have the option of, like, popping in, like, the Digimon's name, too, because there's, like, two slots on the base.
Yeah, it looks nice. It also helps, like, bridge the look, I think. Then, new poll, favorite guest Digimon from Beatbreak episodes 1 through 12, but they only picked 12 total because obviously there were many guest Digimon.
Dev, I'm hoping for my boy Shademon, but otherwise this is anyone's game.
Yeah, this one's too random. Even like when someone goes, "Oh, it's definitely gonna be X," and then in my head I go, "Is it?" Like, because I feel like half of these I've seen people go, "Oh, that's an obvious top performer."
Yeah, there's enough variety, and what would obviously be like someone's favorite.
Yeah, there's no, like, obvious breakout here, though, I would say. But we will see. Then from the weekend potpourri stuff, various Digimon Beatbreak pop-up stuff is going on, so we got some photos showing off some of the pop-up shops, the Beatbreak blanket that Aniklo was doing. I think the funniest part about the blanket is the Cougarmon art. Like, everyone is doing something.
I thought it was going to be, like, the creepy wooden hands holding it up.
I did not notice that. I just thought, my brain, like, did not process the, like, okay, you can see there's the wooden stand and hands. My brain just went, oh, someone's holding it up. And then you pointed out just now, I'm like, oh, wait, there is no one there.
Yes.
That is definitely weird.
But I do want that blanket. It looks very soft and cozy.
Then the Digimon music producer went to Hikari Gaoka to celebrate the anniversary on April 25th of when the singles of Butterfly and I Wish came out and took a nice little souvenir photo. And then as announced early in the year, he pointed out Chiba TV is rebroadcasting the show at the moment. And next week's episode is 17, Kakutrimon Ship Capture Evolution.
Yay!
Then we get some episode art from Takeru Kojima, who's the character designer for Beatbreak, drew Elizamon from a couple episodes ago.
He's adorable.
It really is. And then Akamini Aki did art of Miharu, and noted this was another episode they did motion capture on.
Miharu looks very judging. Like, she's looking over a fence like, God, Danny, these people are stupid.
She wants to know why she isn't featured more in her first episode. Why is her time...
It's more screen time in the ending theme.
Why is her time almost equal to legally not Harley Quinn? And then, questions. So you guys in chat can throw yourself while we do the ones that were sent ahead of time. Someone said, do you think we'll get any gems or nicer model kits for Beat Break? When was the last time we actually got a new gem? Was it actually that Mugen Drummond one a few years ago?
I think so, yeah.
Nicer model
I'm
kits?
I'm trying to think, because a lot of them's been like re-releases of previous ones that are also really expensive.
As for nicer model kits, I assume this is to bypass that the question could have been answered by us going about that cheap one they're doing. When the show is towards the end, I could see them doing like a nicer one.
I mean, ooh, that's an idea. I love amplified Monarch Lizamon would be really cool.
See, I don't want Monarch Lizamon for a key reason. To rush
you
it
don't
into
want to be Geno Breaker.
No, to rush it into like making it in time for the show, it will be a slight remold of the Metal Greymon one.
Yeah. I can see your point.
Because, yeah, that's what they're going to do is it's going to be the Metal Greymon amplified kit, but just tweaking enough to make it work. Although, if they do it well, I guess, would we actually care?
I certainly wouldn't.
Yeah. Then someone said...
It's like, make it look like a Zoid.
And someone said, any restaurant or drink place around you want to try? They remember me mentioning at some point being near a boba place I want to try. I mean, I tried the boba place a while ago, so this is... I'm trying to remember when I mentioned that. Did I mention that in the show, or was that in the chat? Or was that in the Discord?
I think both.
Okay, I do know there's...
Because I remember you were tormenting me about your closeness to, delicious boba and other Asian food.
Yeah, there's a few places around me I want to try. It's hard to think about that when I haven't been feeling well. Because, like, it's not like, oh... I want to go try...
I'm hungry. I can think of all these things. I was like, no, I feel like shit, and my digestive system is full of slime. I don't want to think of food.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm actually not that far from a Korean barbecue place. It's like, yeah, I want to be 100% healthy and not eating enough when I decide to go there. Anything near you, Dev?
Nothing new, honestly. I mean, there is like a really cool Korean barbecue place that opened up a location closer to me, but it's still one of those places where like you kind of have to go with like a group of friends.
Yeah, for me,
and all of us are working too much.
Yeah, Korean barbecues you want to do with other people. You also want to make sure you're feeling great, you're not eating enough that day because you're going to pay for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
They also do, like, the place I have nearby also does, like, a lunch special.
Oh, that's not bad, then. Then someone... what's your favorite horror monster-themed Digimon?
I want to say, like, maybe Sangloomon, just because, like, oh, it's a vampire and it's a puppy. But it's also got Hound of the Baskerville vibes.
See, it's weird, because I feel like the answer's changed, because, like, early on, you could have said Devimon is sort of like that. And he becomes so much of a thing we know that he's not really, like, horror-themed anymore.
He's Spawn-themed.
Or even to a degree, like, Vamdemon. Like, you just know the character too much for it to really work well for horror.
Yeah, it's not like, ah, obviously this is a Dracula.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like...
Unless I have, like, kind of, like, very Halloween-y vibes, just kind of...
Pumpmon.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Then someone wondered, they wanted to know if the producer of the card game leaving meant anything specifically positive or negative. I mean, it happens. Like, remember, the card game, based on what you're looking for, probably got better when the original producer left, because he went on to work on a different game. So, it's mostly a matter of, we'll see where things go.
Yeah, see who next brings in more new ideas, while the other one goes to another card game. Again.
Yeah, that's the weird thing is he was not from a card game. Or not directly. He was actually someone who worked on Digimon stuff. Like, he was, if you check old, like, videos about when they were making the Vital Bracelet, he was actually there, the producer who just left. The Murata. Like, we have videos of him for Digimon stuff going back to 2020, 2019. So he was actually from that, rather than more directly being card game related. At least as far as we're aware.
Just getting shuffled around.
Yeah, so I'd say, see, we may not even know in the next year, because a lot of stuff may have been planned out. So we'll see
what. Yeah, especially because they showed us the calendar a while back of like prospective sets.
Yeah, it's going into
like a year and a half ahead.
It's sort of like why, with Time Stranger, we're able to have like deep usage in the card game, and Digimon Survive only got some promo cards because Survive kept getting kicked around the schedule so much they could never really schedule a set because they weren't sure if the game would come out.
Yeah.
So so we'll see, basically. Then Meta Knight wants to know, if the next episode is the Reign of Prismon Evolution episode, what do you predict it will turn into? Oh, I think they're saying, what do you think the perfect hope
will be? It's like the one Van Helsing with Werewolf versus Dracula just beating the ever-living shit out of each other.
Okay, so you're hoping you're hoping Wolverine will turn into like a werewolf and we'll get like werewolf versus vampire.
Yes, that is what I am hoping for.
That would be neat. That I can't beat that. That's good.
I want Pristimon basically going just completely feral, hulking out, biting, gnawing, clawing everything. It'll be great.
Okay, how about this? Hulk Pristimon. It's just Pristimon, both the Hulk's proportions, but it still looks like Pristimon. So we get like the tiny Pristimon head, the giant body, large Pristimon arms with the guns on the edge of it.
That would be absolutely horrifying, and I'm just trying to imagine like stuffed animals looking like that.
Pristimon like smash.
Yes. Let her wreck shit.
Then do you think we'll see more of Atmon outside of the card game? So there's an asterisk to this, as remember, it is an anniversary year starting later in the year. So
I figure like a pop shop or like a combined pop-up shop with other series at the same time.
Yeah, like for anniversary stuff, yes. If you're asking in the sense of, will we see the grand return of Atmon as like a brand forward thing? No. I wouldn't mind a figure or a model kit or two, though.
They can have Offmon in Digimon Up.
That'd be neat. Last chance for questions in the chat. Someone said, what would you think if the Time Stranger expansion did a full story spinning out of the Parallelmon DLC packs? Does this feel like bait, Dev?
Yeah, because like the...
Like, here's the thing.
All three DLC were basically the same exact shit. It was just copy-pasted. It wasn't...
That's the weird thing is, it wasn't even like completely copy-pasted. It just was less interesting as far as Parallelmon went. Like, they did three DLCs, they didn't fully do anything with it. I don't know why I would want it again, but larger.
Yeah, and I've been going back through, like, rereading V-Tamer and the Double Tamers chapter, and it's like, in about 30 pages, it was more interesting than what I've seen Stranger DLC.
Well, that's the funny thing is this, if you watch a playthrough of the first Time Stranger DLC, they actually copy that plot entirely.
Yep.
Like, you get the kids are stuck in bubbles and so forth. But yeah, I don't see the point. Like, I would rather them do something a bit richer, and it feels like that's what they want to do, but it's hard to tell at the moment. I think we've all decided we demand Gammamon and his evolutions, though.
Yes. Give us the baby.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like that is it for questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Shademon, hoping that he will win the poll, because I love Shademon.
Do you think he will actually win the poll, or do you think he will just rank decently?
I figure he'll rank decently high just because, you know, cool design and the episode was really cool. But I don't think it'll be first.
I will say this. Does it feel like it's weird that we're getting, like, such calm weeks when a show's running?
Yeah. I don't mind.
No, neither do I. It feels weird, though. It feels like almost every week you expect to just be, like, a storm of stuff. It's like, oh, we're actually having some calm ones, which is rather nice.
Well, I also feel like because we usually go a lot more in-depth with new pop-up shop things, and this time it's more like, oh, these previous products are just now available.
It's not worth our time to actually discuss them, so things go by smoother.
Yeah, it's like, we already did this. They're over here now.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, so we should be back here in about, I would assume, next Monday. We will catch everyone then. Thanks everyone for showing up. Bye.
Bye.